Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the CCNSO Council meeting, which I shall now declare officially open. We have our ALAC observer, Eric Iriarty, on the telephone. We have an apology from Patrick Hussein, who's currently in his bedroom in this hotel, where he is suffering from a very unfortunate bug that means that he is unable to attend the meeting. Send his apologies. The first item on the agenda is the confirmation of approval of minutes and actions from the council call of the 15th of October 2008 and matters arising. If you guys can't hear me at all. Yeah, I'm sorry. The first item on the agenda is the confirmation of approval of minutes and actions from the council call of the 15th of October 2008 and matters arising. So, I presume that given that the minutes have actually already been approved, we can confirm their approval. Do we have actions, Gabby? Yeah. If they're done, they're done.
Yeah, they're all done.
They're all done. Okay. Does anybody want to run through the actions that have been done? No. Are there any matters arising, Leslie?
That was pretty good.
I'm so predictable. 3302, we were talking about the GAC CCNSO working group, and I don't think that's quite completed as yet. And I would like to propose a sort of a refresh and a widen of the membership.
I agree with that, and I think we should probably Keith chairs that working group. I don't think he's here. So if we were to say to Keith that we would like him to refresh the membership, etc., there's also been some talk about the possibility of alternates or adding extra people to allow for the fact that even though the working group might be five people, if two people aren't actually at a meeting, that means you've only got three, so alternates might be a good idea. Not only we don't need to formally resolve anything, we just need to ask Keith to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Okay. Any other matters arising?
Yeah, I have a second, sorry.
Okay.
3404, the call was discussing the lack of nominees from Europe. My apologies, I wasn't able to make that particular call. But I'd just like to support Peter Van Rosser's comments that it's not lack of willingness, it was lack of time that was preventing volunteers.
Thank you, I understand that. It's something which we will need to address. I think when we have our council workshop in Mexico, which will hopefully not clash with the tour to an Aztec ruin or something, and we can talk about the fact that it's actually quite hard for people to come onto the council if they are actually going to do the job properly, which involves them in doing work. It's quite hard because most of us have day jobs and. We're going to need to try and... I don't know what the answer is, but we certainly need to talk about it. So thank you for raising that. Okay, item two on the agenda is the processes working group. And we have item 2.1, which is the travel funding guideline. Now, this was sent out to the list and briefly discussed by Bart and Dottie this afternoon. We have before us a draft resolution, which I will read. It says, whereas under the ICANN travel policy, ICANN will provide funding for travel, etc., to persons who are eligible under that policy. Whereas under the ICANN travel... We've got this whereas thing going now, haven't we? That's because you drafted the resolutions part. Whereas under the ICANN travel funding policy, the CCNSO needs to provide its own more detailed guidelines and criteria for funding, and the processes working group has developed a guideline for that purpose. The CCNSO, that should say the CCNSO Council, resolves to approve and adopt the travel funding guideline as proposed by the processes working group, version 7.3, which implies that there were seven many versions. Appoint the following three members of the council as the travel fund committee envisioned in the guideline, and then we need to do that, and request the CCNSO secretariat to publish the procedure and form on the website. So, Do we have any discussion about the travel funding guidelines, the resolution, and do we have any volunteers to form the Travel Fund Committee? So, can I take it then that A, everyone's happy with the resolution, but B, no one wants to be on the committee? Okay. So that means I'm going to have to tell you who's going to be on the committee then. Dottie, very briefly, the job of the committee is to actually do what? Can you turn your microphone on, please? Can you turn your microphone on?
Sorry. The members of the committee are supposed to approve the applications.
Okay.
And we don't have any sort of weird situations. For example, the three NAMCOM representatives are dictated to be funded.
Yes, they're automatically
by
funded.
By ICANN. Yes. So there's no decision there. There's just writing the names on a piece of paper and applying for the tickets from where they're flying to, and I suppose their dates. Then with respect to the five regions, within the regions themselves, the regions decide which of the representatives is going to...
Hi, this is Oscar. Hi, Oscar. Hi, I'm sorry for being late.
That's okay. We're on Resolution 2-1, the Travel Funding Guideline.
Thank you.
The regions decide within themselves
okay.
which person gets it for that. So that's an automatic...
So it's an oversight role then on the... On the
then committee. What happens is the remainder... The remainder is... to go to people who promote advancement of the work of the CCNSO. That means Lena Tech Day, host a meeting or, you know, organize something or head a working group that's especially hard.
Okay.
And I believe that the decision... as to who that is, it should really come from the chair.
But the process actually says that the unless I'm wrong, the process actually says that the Travel Fund Committee makes that decision.
I can't hear you well.
So I said the process says that the Travel Fund Committee makes that decision. No, I don't want... No, yes, all right.
Well,
I
it doesn't
think,
say that you can't be on the committee.
I understand that. And I... yeah, that's... Thank you, that's very sweet of you. Well, I tell you what, Dottie... I'll do a deal with you, Dottie. Yeah. I'll do it if you will.
All right, that
good.
Sounds good. The
that's
only
great.
Thing that bothers me is that if I'm on the committee, I can't ever get funded.
No, that's not correct, Dottie. That's not
correct.
Don't worry, that's fine. Yeah. And we need one other person to volunteer, please. Thank you, Andres. That's very kind of you. Okay, so we have the three people. They need to be inserted into the resolution at bullet point two. They are me, Dottie, and Andres.
Okay.
His name I can't pronounce properly.
Only one needs to be a council member.
Only one needs to be a council member. Okay, well, we'll do it. We'll do it for now, and we'll... Yeah, sorry, thank you. Nice to see that we're all... Okay, so, can I... I don't propose to read the resolution again. If there's no further discussion, may I have a proposal for the resolution? Okay, I have Andre, and I have Slobodan seconding the resolution. Is there anyone against the resolution? Everybody in favour? Excellent. Resolution is passed. Wonderful. 2-2 is the approval of the guideline on the appointment of the nominating committee delegate, and the draft resolution says, whereas the CCNSO Council requested the processes, that should be processes working group, to develop a guideline to appoint a delegate to the nominating committee. The CCNSO Council resolves to adopt the guideline. The guideline for appointing delegates to the nominating committee as presented. Is there any discussion on that guideline? May I have a proposer for the resolution, please? Thank you, Becky. Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Leslie. Anyone against the resolution? It means everyone's in favour, unless anyone wishes to abstain. Good. I might point out at this stage that for the purposes of the minutes, that our new nominating committee appointee for the next 12 months is Margarita, and the next year's person will be appointed under this process. G3 is the guideline on the interaction with the ICANN strategic and operational plan and the draft resolution says, whereas the CCNSO Council requested the processing working group to develop a guideline to facilitate the interaction of CCTLD managers with the ICANN strategy and operational planning cycle and input to the budget, whereas the Council notes that the committee as proposed will be appointed in June of every year, the Council resolves, 1, to adopt the guideline on interaction with ICANN on the strategic and operational plan as presented, and 2, to request the CCNSO Secretariat to seek members for the committee as soon as possible for the period until June 2009, at which time a new committee will be appointed. Do I have... Yes, Leslie.
I'd make some comments on that one. The guideline as presented talks about this process starting in June 2009, which on the list I suggested that maybe kind of we need to start earlier.
Yes.
And also it suggests, as in the second resolution, that in June 2009 a new committee will be appointed. So you might kind of be short of a few of volunteers if they're only standing from now until June and you'd lose that experience.
That's true. Okay, so, Bart. Can I suggest two things? Can I suggest that we actually, if we need to, that we amend the guideline to refer to starting now, but that the normal committee rotational period would be in June of each year, and that this resolution is amended to say that the committee is appointed for the period from now until June 2010, so that it's a first committee about 18 months standing rather than 12 or 6 in fact. Okay, so the resolution would be to adopt the guideline which we will amend, and to request the CCNSO Secretariat to seek members for the committee as soon as possible for the period up until June 2010, at which time a new committee will be appointed. Did we want to consider we're just going to let Gabby seek members? We don't need to appoint anybody on the council. We'll just do that through the member seeking process. Okay. So is there any further discussion on this amended resolution? May I have a proposer for the resolution, please? Thank you, Leslie. Seconded by Youngham. Is anyone against the resolution? Anyone want to abstain? And everyone is in favour. Item 2.4. So we have a process now for closing the processes working group. Closure of processes working group. Whereas the processes working group was established by the council at its Delhi meeting, and the working group has provided the guidelines and procedures which were requested by the council, the CCNSO council resolved to close the processes working group and to thank its members for their hard work. Is there any discussion on this? Does anyone think we shouldn't close the processes working group? Leslie?
Yeah, I think we should close it. I think we also not only thank the members but also the secretariat.
Thank you. I will amend the resolution to thank the members and the secretariat for their hard work, and Bart, actually, yes. The members, Bart and Gabby, how about we do that way? Anyone have any other comments? We're happy to close it. I'm sure it is happy to be closed. All right, can I have a proposer for that resolution? Dottie, are you going to propose the extinction of your own committee? Yeah. Thank you very much. May I have a seconder, please, Patricia? Thank you very much. Is anyone against the closure of the committee? Anyone want to abstain? Oscar, I'm assuming that if you want to say something, you will shout.
Sure, I will.
Thank you. Well, then everyone is in favour. Item number 3 on the agenda is the self-selection of geographic region for the purposes of CCNSO membership. I'll just remind everybody that this is something that we actually agreed some time ago. What we were waiting for was a paper to be prepared on the actual process itself. This is where you fill your name in. This is the letter you have to have from your government to confirm that it's okay, etc. That has now been done. And so we have a draft resolution which says, whereas the council has adopted the recommendations of the Geographic Names Working Group to allow for self-selection of a geographic region for the purposes of membership of the this needs to be amended. Whereas the council has adopted the recommendations of the Geographic Names Working Group to allow for self-selection of a geographic region for the purposes of membership of the CCNSO, and strike at its meeting on the 2nd of October 2007. The council resolves to adopt the procedure for the self-selection of a geographic region for the purposes of membership of the CCNSO as proposed, see Annex. Adopt the request for reassignment to an ICANN geographic region form, and request the CCNSO secretariat to publish the procedure and form on the CCNSO website so that David Archibald can change regions. Sorry, it doesn't actually say that, Dave, but I just put that in for the... Yeah. Is there any discussion on this? Yes, Leslie.
Sorry. I know David and other people are very happy with this. I'd just like to query the section on limitations, which suggests once you've changed, you can't change again for a period of 5 years. And I would just like to query, obviously that's not something that one would wish to happen frequently, but if a CCNSO member does wish to change before 5 years has elapsed, if, for example, some sort of extraordinary circumstances arose, it might seem somewhat odd not to consider that request.
I think that's a very sensible suggestion, but I think we should think about that, and we can always add to the processes to add to that process. Or are you suggesting we say that now?
Well, the process now says you're not going to consider anything.
That's right. So what I mean is that I think that's an excellent idea, and the way to deal with that is to deal with it in a process after this meeting. I mean, I'm not sure that we can change the yes, Bart, I'm
this
sorry.
This reflects, say, the recommendations by the working group itself as adopted by the council.
So what do you...
Either if you want to change this, you want to change your previous resolution.
Yeah.
So can we actually decide that we'll consider how to do that? So if we agree that it's a good idea, which we don't have to do now, then we'll consider how to do that. And then if we need to make a change, we can make a change. Okay, excellent. But I do agree, and there might be extraordinary circumstances in which it's possible that you might want to change. Is there any other discussion on this particular resolution? May I have a proposer for this resolution, please? Thank you, Leslie. Can I have a seconder? Slobodan, thank you. Is anyone against the resolution? Does anyone wish to abstain on the resolution? Almost there, Dave. In that case, the resolution is passed. Thank you. Item number four is the working group update. Do we have a NIANA working group update? Now, Olivier was going to dial in, but he's not there, so... looking, Gabby, am I... what's the...
According to the latest agenda, point number four is CNSO observership.
Oh, I'm sorry, have I got an old agenda here? Oh my God, that's terrible. This was sent to me by...
go to the online version.
No one said that to me. No one said go to the online version. I don't understand how this internet thing works. Okay, so where do I find it, Gabby? It's on the CCNSO website, I should imagine. What's it under? Oh, it's under calendar. That makes perfect sense. And there's the agenda. No. 5th of November. Brilliant. Thank you. What I was actually reading from and what we were reading from was actually Bart's resolution paper, which is a different thing entirely. Okay. Item number four is the GNSO observership. Now, how are we... do I have a resolution on this, or what are we doing? Bart, what are we doing about the GNSO observership?
We need to get an update where we are with regard to the GNSO.
And we need to pass a resolution to call for nominations, do we not? Okay, excellent. So the current situation is that we have agreed with the GNSO that we will have observers, cross-observers. The GNSO has actually appointed someone. Olga Cavalli has been appointed by the GNSO, and Avery sent me an email on that earlier today. The suggested process for us is that we instruct Gabby to put out a call for nominations to be the CCNSO observer on the GNSO Council. And that we, if we receive more than one, we have a two-week nomination process, nomination time frame rather, and if we were to receive more than one volunteer or nominee, then we would run a quick and simple election process. No? We'd do it, would we? Okay, excellent. That's even quicker. For those of you who may be interested in considering being the CCNSO observer on the GNSO, I had a chat with Avery today, and basically what she does with the ALAC observer is to make sure that they're aware of what the agenda is, and they can so that they can go to the bits of the council that they consider to be appropriate and necessary to liaise on the ALAC's behalf. And I assume the same thing would apply to our person. The only thing I would say about the GNSO is that they do tend to meet earlier, so they tend to meet on the sort of in the case of this meeting, they met on Saturday and Sunday as well as during the week. So if you are considering the possibility of being of nominating for this position, you should be aware that being able to get into meetings a day or two before they officially start would be sensible. Is there any discussion on this? Or can we simply instruct Gabby to proceed? I don't think we need to resolve it, we just need to proceed. We've resolved to appoint one. This is the process. Okay, Gabby, you are you are instructed. Thank you. I hope that we do get at least one volunteer. Now I've got to switch between documents. Ah, working group update. Excellent. So, Gabby, do we have anything on Iana? No. Okay. Leslie, participation working group.
Update was provided at the meeting the other day, and we plan to draft a report, post this, and take that to the next council call. Thank you.
And I'm not aware of there being any update from the tech working group either. So, the next item on the agenda is the council elections update. We are running one region election, and that is in the Asia Pacific region, and I believe that voting closes
tonight 0000 UTC, which is about
2 o'clock in the morning Egyptian time, when of course we'll all be in the bar, because last night's election kept everybody in the bar until at least 2 o'clock in the morning, so surely today's election is going to have exactly the same effect. So we will announce tomorrow, Gabby, the results of the election.
Yes, and I can just inform you that of the 23 countries that are eligible for voting, only 10 have done so far. So it's for information.
Do we think it's appropriate for Gabby to send a reminder to the Asia Pacific membership that voting closes? Gabby, would you do that, please? Thank you very much. Excellent. The next item on the agenda is the ICANN board selection process. We actually have an existing guideline for this, and we need to appoint Gabby as the election manager in accordance with that guideline, so that she can initiate the process for filling the board seat, which becomes vacant in May of next year. And I think, again, this is an instruction rather than a resolution, so everyone's okay. Gabby, please proceed. Item 7 is item 4, exchange of observers, so we've done that. Before I come to the last item, do we have any other business or anything else that any councillor wants to raise for the last item? Yes, Bart.
One of the things from the members' meeting is a working group to facilitate or to coordinate the input into the implementation plan.
Yeah.
And the second one is a small working group to come up with a suggestions on the geographic name. How to implement the resolution from the council on geographic.
Okay, I've got you. So can I talk to the first one first, which is in respect to providing input or in respect to assisting members to have a discussion on the implementation plan in this version and its following versions. Do we want to set up a working group? I actually, in my mind, was we'd actually set up a separate mailing list and we'd facilitate a discussion on the mailing list. I'm not entirely sure that we need necessarily a working group. What do others think? Does everyone not think? Does everyone... Sorry? No, I'm talking about the IDN CCTLD implementation plan. So my question is, to facilitate our members having a discussion about this, if we set up a separate mailing list and we actually manage that mailing list by posting to it saying, does anyone have any comments about paragraph 1, module 1, module 2, etc., is that a better way of doing it rather than having a working group? I think there's general consensus that's probably the best way. So I don't think we need a resolution for that, but we just need to get that set up. And I'm suggesting a separate mailing list. So we just need to get a new members-based mailing list called IDN something or other input, because otherwise it just gets impossible to file everything and you lose stuff. And okay, Youngham.
In relation to the application for IDNs, many people at this meeting were very concerned about the new GNSO or detailed application guideline or whatever.
Draft application guidebook.
Draft with that, right. Of course, that doesn't apply to us, we know that, but I would just like to make it very clear that the CC process is going to be very different from the G process, and I know that that the fast track has already been reflecting that. But with regard to, for example, the fees, I'm wondering if we need to really make it clear, or is it just does naturally follow that it is very different?
I think it naturally follows. I'm not entirely sure that us making a statement that we're different in any sort of formal way is going to be helpful, but just on the fee scenario, can I say that it has so far never been suggested that there should be, formally suggested that there should be an application fee for an IDN CCTLD,
okay.
which is what you're talking about, as
right,
opposed
exactly.
to ongoing contributions, yes. That is not something that has been canvassed with any formality. Some people have said it, but not Dottie, turn the microphone on, please.
Well, you have to have something that's got name, address, and telephone number on it. I mean, you've got to have some kind of piece of paper.
Yes, we do.
Well, that's an application, though.
That's an application, yeah. Or a request for, it's actually a request for delegation, in fact, because an application implies that you are actually applying for something. A request for delegation implies that you're requesting a service, which is, I have something, I'd like you to delegate it for me, please. So if that's that one, then we come back to the geographic, we come back to the country and territory names issue, which arose. And in that respect, I think a small working group would be sensible. And I wonder if we might ask Hilda if she could perhaps organise that and try and obviously involve IDN people if at all possible. And again, there probably doesn't need to be a formal working group. It's just let's put our heads together and see if we can come up with some input. Excellent. Barb, have I missed anything else? Okay. With that case, unless anyone has anything else to say, that brings me to the last resolution. Appointments to the CCNSO Council by the nominating committee are for periods of 3 years. And therefore, at the last meeting every year, someone from the nominating committee moves off, unless, of course, they have been renominated. In this particular meeting, it's Slobodan's turn to step down from the CCNSO Council, but in fact, of course, he's, as we said yesterday, doing a reverse boil and turning up on the GAC. So, Slobodan, thank you very much for your input, for your humour and for your hard work, I think we should have a formal resolution to thank you for those things, and unless anybody objects, we should resolve that by acclamation. And finally, Jan from CNNIC joins us on the council at our, well, effectively at the end of this meeting as the new nominating committee appointee. Is she in the room? She's not in the room. Okay, well, anyway, welcome, and we look forward to working with you. And that being, I think, the complete business of the council, I will formally call the meeting to a close But of course, councillors remain ready to answer any questions that you may have. There's always something else, Bart, isn't there?
We need to set up dates for the next council calls.
Okay, Gabby, can we do a note round to the... Can we have a chat about the next dates for future council calls between now and Mexico, and send some suggested dates round to the list so that we can deal with that? We're sadly coming to... We're in the period of the year now where, of course, the hours are even harder to deal with because it's wider times between the west coast of the States and Australia. Okay, thank you very much indeed, everybody. I call the meeting to a close. Just a reminder that at 8:30 tomorrow morning in the big room, there will be a follow-up session from the joint SOAC meeting on Monday, and also just a heads up that I will be coming back to the council very soon with let's talk about how that went and what we can do to make it go better discussion. But tomorrow morning, if you could be there, the Secretary General of the ITU, Mahabudin Touré, will be there tomorrow morning at 8:30, and he'll be around and about during the day at various things and functions. So it would be good to have some good CCTLD representation in the room, please. I know it's 8:30, but it's important that in an interactive session in front of the ITU gentlemen, that the CCs are able to demonstrate the extraordinary success of the bottom-up multi-stakeholder model. Thanks.